You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Living in Victory. This is something that we want to talk about. This is something that is so interesting to talk about. Kasi when you look at it, even when we were growing up, and then even our kids now, I have two kids now, yung mga anak ko po, hindi ko tinuturuan na maging bad loser sila. Alright? Pero, when you think about it, nobody, as in nobody, wants to be a loser. Di po ba? Nobody, I have not met anyone who would be happy whenever they lose. Parang ang sese na, wow, talunan ako, talunan. Wala, di ba? Walang ganun eh. Wala ka na makikita ng ganung tao. Everybody wants to be a winner. Everybody wants to be a champ. Di po ba? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukhang champion ba yan? Champion yan. Now, when you think about it, let me illustrate this even more. Kasi po, lahat tayo, talaga gusto natin nananalo tayo palagi. Okay? Kaya nga po, pagka yung mga champion, di ba, pagka champion, talagang masaya tayo, kagaya nito. Last year, di ba? Nung nag-champion yung Miami Heat, tuwan-tuwa si Pastor Mark. Kasi Miami siya eh. Ako malungkot kasi San Antonio ako eh. Pero buti na lang ngayon, 1-0 na. Yeah. Go San Antonio. Pero kasi, pag natatalo ka, hindi magandang pakiramdam. Di ba, marang ayaw mo yung natatalo ka. Minsan nga, actually, meron ako nakita last year, no, sa news after this game, di ba? Sa headline ng isang mga balita na dyaryo, yung mga dyaryo, nakalagay dun, fan ng Heat. Dahil sa kantsawan, tinaga. Di ba? Can you imagine? Kantsawan lang. Why? Because nobody wants to be a loser. Everybody wants to be a winner. Kaya nga nung nanalo si Donaire, tuwan-tuwa tayo. Di ba? Every time merong boxer na nananalo, talagang parang tayo yung nandun sa ring. Di ba? Parang tayo yung nandun sa ring, nakipagbakbakang ganon. Diba? And although we didn't like the way he won the last fight, pero nonetheless, he won. Diba? Gusto niya nga ng rematch, no? Or, eto, yung mga Ascals. Diba? Although they're not all very Filipino, pero marami sa kanila Filipino and they're representing our nation. Di ba? Kasi pag tinignan mo sila, Phil Young husband, parang hindi sila mukhang Pinoy, you know? Pero when you think about it, they're representing us and whenever they're winning, we're happy. Or this one. Di ba nung nanalo si Efren Peñaflor? Lahat tayo masaya. And he became so popular in the Philippines. Why? Because we're happy whenever we talk about champions. Whenever we talk about winners. Or, ayan, si Megan Young, di ba? Nung kinaroon siyang Miss World, talaga, yeah! Parang hindi kayo masaya. Di ba? Masaya tayo. Di ba? Lahat tayo masaya pagka nananalo. Pero, whether you like it or not, kapag katalunan tayo, masamang loob natin. Kaya kagaya nito. Ay, hindi po pala yan. Yan pala, masaya pa tayo dyan. Kasi si Hatton yan eh. Bimagsak si Hatton. Di ba? Can you imagine? Wala pang natapos yung first round. Di ba? Ito na nangyari kay Hatton. Nakabulagta na siya. Doon, masaya na naman tayo dyan. Pero, ang hindi tayo masaya, kapag ito. Ayan. Nobody is happy when money is being hit. Especially when you hit the canvas. None of us feel happy. None of us are comfortable. And I'm sure some of you now looking at this picture, parang sinasabi, please, tama na. Okay? You're still getting angry. You're still getting upset within you because you don't like losing. None of us like losing. How about this one? Diba, never say die attitude ng Hinebra. Ito, pagka naglaro ito, kalaban mo buong, hindi mo kalaban yung Hinebra lang, kalaban mo yung buong stadium. No? Ng mga tao, puro mga taga-Hinebra yung nakikinig. Because we like winning. We don't like losing. Pero why is it, okay, that when it comes to Christian walk, when it comes to our walk with the Lord, it's okay to fall. It's okay na average ka lang. Why is it na kapag nga yung Christian ka, yung when they talk about your, you know, your walk with the Lord, when he talks about the sin issue in your life, it's okay to fall. Kasi pastor, talagang ganyan eh. Tao lang po. Nagkakamali. Di ba? Kasi pag nagku-quiet time lang, pagka may time. Diba? Parang, you know, it's okay. You know, we find it okay to just survive in our Christian walk. Why is that? Why is it that merong disconnect? Bakit parang andabo nun? Parang andabo. Pagka yung mga laro lang, talagang pinaglalaban mo. Minsan nga, di ba pag may nagpa-basketball in our subdivision, walang nagpa-basketball nang walang pustahan. Hindi nga ako makalaro doon kasi hindi ako nangipagpustahan eh. Meron pa nga may laro doon, kahit na, kala mo, yung pustahan doon, ano lang eh, 1.5 na sarsi. Pero pagka naglaro, kala mo talaga ang nakatayarong buhay eh. Why? Because nobody wants to lose. Nobody wants to be an average. Everybody wants to be winners. And kaya nga meron tayong show, di ba? Even that show, yung Survivor. You know that show, yung show na Survivor, di ba? Ginawa pa yan dito sa Philippines. And ano yung idea ng game na yun? You have to survive. You have to avoid being eliminated in that game. Because you need to be a survivor. You have to survive. Okay, kaya ang feeling tuloy natin, even in our Christian walk, we got to be survivors. Kailangan survivor ka, kailangan lalabanan mo. But that's not what the Bible is talking about. I don't think that is what the Bible is telling us. I don't think the Bible is calling us to be survivors. Okay, hindi talaga tayo survivor. What we are is this. Conqueror. Malaki pong kaibahan yan. We're not here merely surviving Christianity. We're not here merely, okay, trying to make it every week. Trying to make it to another Sunday. And ako, makakarinig naman ako ng word ni God, finally. Pero during the week, talunan ka. You're barely making it. But that's not the point. The Bible tells us that we are not just conqueror, but we are more than conquerors. The Bible is telling us we're not survivor. We're conquerors. Sabihin mo yung katabi mo, conqueror ka. Sabihin mo naman nung may conviction. Okay? Di ba? Conqueror ka eh. Kasi we have to understand that this is something that we need to believe. And today, I want us to understand this. There are a few things that I want us to learn so that, kasi ang tanong natin ngayon, so that, tapusin mo natin yung sentence. So that, tapos na. So that we would be able to understand that we are actually conquerors. Okay, hindi po tayo survivor. Hindi po tayo survivor ng Yolanda. Okay, we are conquerors. I would like to request everyone to please stand as we read God's Word today. We will be reading from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. If you have your Bibles with you, please open it to 1 John chapter 5. If you're reading from NIV, it's okay lang po, but I'll be reading from ESV, English Standard Version. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of Him. Importante po yan. We will talk about that later. By this we know that we love the children of God. When we love God and obey His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome, like what Pastor Earl said earlier. Verse 4. For everyone who has been born of God, read this with me please, overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Please read that. Our faith. Verse 5. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you today. Thank you that victory is possible. Thank you, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit is here with us. I pray that you would open our hearts, not just our hearts, but our minds, not just our minds, but our actions. Lord, that we will be able to understand your way and your will for our lives today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. There are three things that I want us to talk about, the three elements, key elements in living a victorious life. I believe that there are some things from the text that we read that we can glean from and be able to apply it in our lives and to be able to live a victorious life. Because it is possible. Like what I said earlier, hindi tayo tinawag ni God na survivor. Tinawag niya tayong conqueror. Never in the Bible will you read that you will be described as survivor. Okay, wala pong ganon. So, Ano po yan? Number one, our belief. Our belief is so important. When we understand ano yung belief natin, it will actually transform the way we look. Not just the way we look, but the way we act. All right? Our obedience. That's why I said earlier, importante po na naintindihan po natin yun, yung sinabi sa verse kanina. Okay? And our faith. So this is what we want to talk about. Our belief, our obedience, and our faith. These are three key elements, I believe, that will help us to live a victorious life. Okay? Verse 1, it says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ, as in everyone. If you believe in Jesus, okay, ang sabi niyan, Jesus is the Christ. Ano ibig sabihin ng Christ? Messiah. Okay? Messiah, that you believe that He is the guy, He is the person that God sent to die for us. And if you believe that, alright? Ang sabi niyan, you will be born of God. Born of God ka, meaning you are a child of God, that you have a new identity. Not only is He a Messiah, but He's also a Savior. The Christ, ibig sabihin niyan, Savior. And 2 weeks ago, we talked about that Jesus is our righteousness. That He was the guy, He was the one that died on the cross and took away the wrath of God that is supposed to be upon us. That made Him a Savior. We're supposed to be the one to die on the cross and pay for the penalty of our sin. But Jesus took that upon Himself so that we will be able to experience forgiveness. So this is what John is saying. John is saying everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ, that Jesus is His Savior, that Jesus is His Messiah, that He is not trusting in His own works, that He's not trusting in His own ideas, is born of God. So our belief. Number one, our belief. It is so important to understand that yung belief natin will actually affect the way we act. Because we do what we believe. Let me say that again. We do what we believe. Here's another saying. Our theology or your theology determines your biography. Ibig lang pong sabihin yan, kung ano yung pinaniniwalaan mo, ang siyang magdidikta kung paano mong isasabuhay yung buhay mo. Let me illustrate this in a story. Okay? Halimbawa po, meron pong story ito, yung story ng isang eagle. Okay? Marami siguro, narinig nyo na ito in other translation, in other ways. No? Meron isang eagle, yung egg ng eagle, okay, ended up with the eggs of the chicken. No? So kaya nung nag-hatch siya, o nag-hatch na yung ano, kasama niya yung mga hindi na eagles, hindi na mga eaglet. Ang kasama niya mga chicks na. So when he grew up, okay, when this eagle grew up, talaga akala niya chicken siya. Kaya nga, di ba yung lagi siya niluloko, ang pangit mo. Di ba, wala ka, hindi ka kapareho namin, di ba, when he was doing that. And then, ginagawa niya, ano yung ginagawa ng mga chicken? Di ba, isang kahig, isang tuka. Di ba, ganun yung ginagawa ng chicken. So he was doing the same thing. But every time this eaglet would see an eagle like this, flying so high and soaring so beautifully in the sky, nagugulan, sabi niya, ang ganda naman nun. And then yung mga chicken na kasama, sabi niya, oy, ikaw, huwag kang mag-isip na masama. Hindi ka ikaw yan. Di ba? And then he was thinking that, then he would, was thinking that he would never be like that. Pagka lilipad siya, ang lipad niya, para din lang ng chicken lang. Di ba? Chicken, lipad ka na ng konti, and then baba. Never like an eagle. In the same manner, di ba, kaya, pero pagka nailaman mo that you are an eagle, you can actually fly like that. Because that's who you are. But the amazing thing is, even in our day and time, ganun tayo. Minsan, kung ano yung iniisip mo, kung ano yung paniniwala mo, kung sino ka, ganun yung action mo. Kung ang paniniwala mo, loser ka. In everything that you do, you'll fail. Kasi ang tanong nga natin, every time you look at the mirror, sinong nakikita mo? What do you see in the mirror? I hope na pagkatumingin ka sa mirror, you will be like this. Di ba? Wala siyang identity crisis, no? hindi siya skid. So, but you know, when you look at something, when you look at the mirror, dapat ganyan tingin mo. Dapat ang tingin mo sa sarili mo, you're not a survivor. You're a conqueror. You're not a sinful person. You're a saint. You're not worthless. You're worth the life of Jesus. Hello? Our belief will affect the way we live. Kasi kung tingin mo, ganito na lang ako talaga, pastor. Malaking, pinanganak akong mahirap. Nanay ko hindi nakapag-aral. ako rin din makakapag-aral. Wala na mangyayari sa buhay ko. You know what will happen? Wala talaga mangyayari sa buhay mo. Because that's what you believe. The Bible also says that a man thinketh, and so he is. Okay? Ibang klase yung pag-iisip eh. Kung ano yung nasa isip mo, kung ano yung paniniwala mo sa sarili mo, that's how you will live. But God is saying that our beliefs should change. That God is saying that he who believes that Jesus is the Christ, which is something that the Gnostics, that the false teachers were not believing during that time. That is why they were living differently. Okay, that is why when John was writing this letter, he was attacking that, you know, Jesus is the Christ. He is the Savior. You cannot save yourself. And people were trying to do that. And until today, people are doing that. We're still doing things on our own. And yet God is saying to us, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And you have to believe that. Things has to change in our mind. Okay, kailangan maniwala tayo. By the way, this is not like what we do with our children. Kasi po tayo mga parents. Mga parents, can you please raise your hands, parents? Di ba tayo mga parents, anong ginagawa natin pag kayo mga anak natin? Di ba? Pag lumalaki pala yung mga anak natin, talaga sinasabihin natin, anak, ikaw ang pinakamagandang babae. Di ba? Anak, ang ganda-ganda mo talaga. You're so beautiful. You're so good. Ang smart mo talaga. Grabe. Okay, when my kids were growing up, okay, I have a 15-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old daughter. Pareho silang babae. Pareho silang maganda. Pareho ko silang favorite. Okay, I have a favorite 15-year-old and I have a favorite 10-year-old. Magkaiba sila. But when they were younger, and I would always tell my eldest, okay, palagi ko sinasabi sa anak ko, anak, ikaw ang magiging kauna-unahang woman NBA player from the Philippines. Anak, kayang-kaya mo yan. Ikaw yun, anak. Yun lang pong laro ko eh. Basketball lang pong nilalaro ko sa PSP, sa PlayStation, sa iPad, sa desktop. Wala akong ibang alam na laro, NBA lang. Okay? Kaya ang pangarap ko talaga, anak, ikaw yung magiging kauna-una ang NBA player na babae from the Philippines. 15 years old na siya ngayon. Hindi siya makasado ng bola. Nag-reality check siya. Sabi ng tatay ko, ako daw magiging first NBA woman player ng WNBA. Ako daw kauna-unaan. E tapos, ang laki pa niya. Mga ganyan. Malabo to. God is not like that. Okay? When God speaks of us, when God says that you are a conqueror, hindi yun wishful thinking. Okay? When He says that everyone born of God, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, that's not a wishful thinking. That is not a fairy tale. Okay? That is not like Maleficent. Nanood na kayo, no? Di ba? Hindi ganun. But when He speaks something about you, it is the truth. And it stands. When He says that you are born of Him, when He says that you have the seed of God within you, failure is not an option. Hello? You're victorious. Pero mong nangyayari, lagi natin pinaniniwalaan yung kasinungalingan ng enemy. Kasinungalingan na palagi natin naririnig, wala ka na mangyayari. Wala na mangyayari sa buhay mo. Hindi ka na magbabago. No. You have to stop believing those lies and whispers of the enemy. You're a conqueror. Belief. Next. Okay. Chapter 5, verse 2, it says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey His commands. Okay? Do you know how do you know you love God? By obeying His commands. Ano yung command niya? Love one another. Di ba? Yun yung pinag-usapan na last week. We talked about, you know, God. God is love, and therefore we can walk in love. We can love unlovable people. When we are tapped to the source. When we follow the model. We can actually love people. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Lovable ba yan? Di ba? Tama bro. Lovable yan bro. Huwag kang magkakamali. Katanong mo, huwag kang magkakamali. Lovable ako talaga. Alright? But you know, we need to obey God's command. Alright? Sabi nun, tingnan natin ha. Yung commandment niya kasi kailangan inu-obey natin. And that is showing that we love God. And then verse 3 says this. For this is the love of God that we keep His commands. Keeping commandments is the same thing as obeying His commands. And His commandments are not burdensome. Pero sinasabi mo, Pastor, ang hirap kayang sundin ang sinasabi ni God. Really? Ang hirap mong sinasabi ni God, hindi ko kaya yun. Hindi ko kaya magmahal. Kasi mayroon akong ibang mahal. No, hindi, di ba? It's not like that eh. Hindi burdensome yung command ni God eh. Madali, it's actually easy to follow the ways of God. So ano yung gusto natin mangyari ngayon? Okay, number one, ang point natin is our belief. Our belief affects the way we act. Our belief affects the way we think. And next thing is we need to understand for victory to happen in our lives, it involves our obedience. Obedience to God's command. Obedience. It's not burdensome. Let me illustrate. Okay, can you imagine, nandiyan ka sa grocery sa baba, tapos ang dami dahil mong nag-grocery ka, ang dami mong dala. Eh, sabi mo, malaki naman muscles ko, hindi ko na kailangan ng push cart. No? So talagang galing doon sa counter, dinala mo yung mga lima, taglilimang ano, bags na gano'n. No? Then andun ka, papunta ka na sa kotse mong gano'n, ang bigat. Wala kasi akong bicep, kaya tinatago ko. Eh, imagine, nakaganun ka. Oh. Tapos bigla nung malapit ka na sa kotse, malayo mga siguro, dalawang kotse na lang, andun ka na sa sasakyan mo, may lumapit sa'yo, may dala rin. Babae. Okay? Tapos hindi ka man lang, hindi man lang nag-please sa'yo, sinabi niya, pakitulungan nga ako. Pakibukas yung kotse ko. How would you feel? I don't know you. Yeah? Oh, di ba? Or sabihin mo siguro, sige po, tulungan ko kayo. Pakihawak lang po ah. Di ba? Kasi burdensome yun eh. Hindi mo kilala eh. But what if you're doing the same thing, you're carrying all this, you know, five bags each of groceries, and you were holding it like that, yung muscle mo kagaya ni Phil. No? Ganyan nga, lalakad ng gano'n. Tapos biglang lumapit sa'yo, babae rin. At naghingi ng tulong, pinabubukas yung kotse. Ang sabi naman sa'yo, honey, pakibukas yung pinto. Asawang pala. Anong gagawin mo? Di ba? Sasabihin mo pa, honey, gusto mo sumakay ka pa sa likod ko para bago ko bukas yung kotse. It's not burdensome. Why? Because you have a relationship. Because when you have a relationship with God, the more you relate with God, the more you relate with God, the more you know God, you know, it's so much easier to follow His commands. Because that's what He said. His commandments are not burdensome. Hindi siya mabigat. Actually, madali mo siyang gawin because you are obeying Him, because you are loving Him. But it starts with relationship. Alright? Our obedience is always anchored to the, you know, yung ating love kay God. That is why John 14:15 says this, if you love me, you will obey my commands. Okay, if you love me, you will obey my commands. You know, very interesting, the story of Joshua in the Old Testament, when they're about to cross Jordan, in the story of Joshua, they were about to cross Jordan. They're about to go to the promised land that God has given them. That this promise has been given to them 40 years before. 40 years, they were wandering in the wilderness because of disobedience. Because they keep on testing God. And finally, dumating yung panahon, nakatanaw na nila yung promised land. Sinasabi ni God, that is where I'm going to bring you. But there is a river between them and the promised land. And God told them, you have to cross that river. And the Lord told him, I'm going to do great things with you, Joshua. I'm going to do great things with you like what I did with Moses, my servant. And then the Lord told him, this is what you need to do. In order to cross that river, you will be crossing as if it's dry land. But what you need to do is you need to get the priest to hold on to the Ark of the Covenant and they will be the first one to cross. You know, the water did not part until they started walking. The water of Jordan did not part until they started walking. In fact, this is love for God. How is love for God? We to keep His commands, and His commandments are not burdensome. Obedience unlocks God's power. Our obedience to God's word. Our obedience to His word. What are some of the commandments that we heard this last 3 weeks? To walk in the light. Walking in the light doesn't mean that you will be perfect. That you will no longer sin. No, but walking in the light means it is a constant transformation of life. Walking in righteousness means, okay, obeying, walking in righteousness means you walk in accordance to who you are. You don't do acts of righteousness so that you will be righteous, but you act the acts, you do the acts of righteousness because you are righteous. And then we said walking in love, obedience. You need to walk in love. You know why you need to walk in love? Because God is love. Because when you're connected to the source of love, you'll be able to love. Obedience will unlock God's power within us. And you're here today, maybe you're wondering, Pastor Alfred, you just don't know how terrible and how horrible and how hard, how difficult my life is right now. I might not understand you. But I believe that the God that we serve is greater than your problem. Amen? Ang problema po kasi sa atin, sinasabi nila ni God, you're not a survivor. Okay? You're a conqueror. Pero ang feeling natin, victim tayo. Pastor, kasi kung hindi lang po ako pinanganak sa ganunong pamilya, sana po maayos buhay ko. You know, for the longest time, I always wish that I wasn't born a Filipino. Why? Kasi nga gusto ko basketball eh. Hindi ako makadunk. Okay? Kaya nagdadunk ako sa games na lang. Okay? Ang feeling ko palagi, bakit ang liit-liit ko? Bakit? Ang dami kong gustong gawin. Gusto ko maging pulis nung araw. No? May height requirement. Kailangan 5'5 ka. Okay? Bumagsak pa ng 2 inches. No? Sabi ko, sige, flight attendant na lang. No, lalo na. Imagine flight attendant ka, sabihin mo rin sa customer, sa pasahero, sir, lumuhod nga mo kayo na sandali para makatungtong ako sa inyo. Para, you know, I feel like I'm a victim. I'm a victim of my experiences. I'm a victim of my, you know, being a Filipino, being short. Parang ganun yung feeling mo. And pero nung naging Christian ako, nalaman ko, no, that is not a problem. You're not a victim. Pero madalas, ang feeling natin, ganun pa rin. Kasi kung di lang ako Pilipino, sana hindi pinagtatawalan yung passport ko pag umaalis ako. Di ba? Sana pag lumalabas ka ng country, di ba, lalo pag babae, di ba, minsan yung mga difficulty that you face in the immigrations, minsan kakain sa immigration natin, ganun eh. Titingnan ka muna mula ulo hanggang paa. Di ba? And then when you cross another nation, it's the same thing. Ha, passport, Pilipino. Di ba, ganun? And so, feeling mo ngayon, parang kang victim. And then, yet God is saying, you're not a victim. You're what? You're a victor. Hello? Can we give God a clap offering for that? Our obedience will unlock the power of God so that we'll be victors. That's His promise to us. This is not wishful thinking, my friends. Hindi ko kayo binabola. Okay? Word ni God yan. Our belief will change the way we act. Our obedience will unlock the power of God in our lives. And our faith is the last element for living a victorious life. Kasi, ang sinasabi natin, eh, Pastor Alfred, naniniwala naman ako eh. Naniniwala naman ako na si Jesus, God. Okay? Naniniwala naman ako si God, magaling. Ganun ba? Eh kasi nga, ito naman, tingnan mo James chapter 2, verse 19, sabi, you believe God? You believe that there is one God? Good! Even demons believe that. And they shudder. It's not just about believing in your head. It's not just knowing. Kasi, hello, Pilipinas to eh. Kahit saan ka pumunta, may Diyos. Kahit saan ka pumunta, may nagsasabi na kailangan mahalin mo ang Diyos. Kailangan sundin mo yung Diyos. Kailangan itong gawin mo. Kailangan, you know, palagi nakatingin si God. And kaya minsan tuloy, nandito lang lahat sa head. It's all about head knowledge, about knowing God. But it's not just knowing God. It's not just believing that there is God. But it's actually putting your faith in what He has done for you. I was talking to my brother-in-law who is also a pastor just this week. Actually, not this, my brother, my sister-in-law. And she was telling us a story of this couple that they were counseling. And in this counseling session, they didn't know the Lord. But it was just there was a friend who introduced them to, you know, they needed help. Parang kailangan, you know, ang ganda ng buhay nila. Talagang, parang yung marriage nila is made in heaven. Parang ganun. Talagang grabe yung tingin niya sa asawa niya. Talagang she looks up to her husband. Tapos biglang may nangyari. Okay, biglang may nangyari. Merong magandang hindi nangyari. Okay, nagkaroon ng kalaguyo yung husband niya, and then that blew her away. And sabi niya, I needed help. I needed someone to talk to. And so she finally, you know, was able to talk to my sister-in-law and my brother-in-law, who's also a pastor, and they were counseling them. And they were showing them, you know, the first thing they did, they told them, you know, I can't change your life. We're not the answer to your problems. But the gospel is. Jesus is. And they started showing them things in the Bible. Simple lang. Pinakita lang lang sinabi ni Ephesians. And then these husbands and wife were scratching their head. I mean, you know, we've been going to church all these years, but nobody told us this. You know, it's not just believing. It's putting our faith in the one that could change us. Let me illustrate this. This guy, Charles Blondin, okay, is a tightrope guy, okay? Grabe yan. He crossed Niagara Falls from Canada's side to the U.S. So yung mga Canadians on, yung mga Canadian, they were saying to him, hey, you know, you can do it, eh? You can do it, eh? Nang mga yung mga, hindi nyo nakikita yung joke, you know? Joke po yun. Sa mga Canadian, may hilig sa A. Okay. Yung mga Americans, sabi, go for it, man, you can do it. And this guy was really crossing this. Talagang binabalik-balikan niya yun. Balik-balik lang siya. Meron siyang ganyan. Minsan naman, etong ginawa niya, okay, nag-wheelbarrow siya. Okay, this guy is really good and people were cheering for him. There was even a time, during this time, that he crossed, okay, may dalala siyang stove. Nagluto siya ng omelette doon sa gitna. And palakpakan yung mga tao, sabi niya, yes, ikaw talaga yung the best. And then at one time, after he crossed with a wheelbarrow like that, tinanong niya yung mga tao, how many of you believe that I can do it again? And people were saying, yeah, you can do it. Imagine from Canada side, saka American side, no? Both of them were yelling, yeah, you're the greatest, you can do it. Okay? Do you really believe it? Yeah, we know, you can do it. Okay, now if you really believe it, I need a volunteer. I need someone that will ride a wheelbarrow while I cross. Anybody would like to volunteer? Nawala yung yay, di ba? Nawala. Because it's one thing to believe the guy can cross. It's another thing to put your faith in that guy to bring you across. In the same manner, Christianity is like that. It's not just believing. It's not just believing in your head that Jesus could save you. It's not just believing that Jesus can change your life. It's not just believing that God is powerful. It's not just believing that God is a healer. But it's actually putting your faith in Him and in His finished work on the cross and say, Jesus, you can do it for me because you gave your life for me. 1 John says, for everyone who's been born of God overcomes. For everyone who was born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. What overcomes the world? Our faith. Our faith. Not faith in our faith. Not faith in our church. Not faith in our ability. Not faith in our victory group leader. Not faith in anything else, but faith in the finished work of Jesus 2,000 years ago. Who is it that overcomes the world? Except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. You know, that word overcomes, that word victory, is where we got that word Nike. Okay, yung brand name ng sapatos. It's actually a Greek word which means victory and triumph. That's what that word means. God is saying to us, victory is possible because you have faith in me. Our faith, believing in Him. What do we overcome? We overcome the world. What is the world? What does the world represent? Well, let's look at John chapter 2, verse 16. 1 John. Okay, sabi niyan, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, okay, that's the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, okay, sabi niyan, comes not from the Father, but from the world. Everything, okay, that actually against the ways and the will of God is of the world. Ano ibig lang sabihin niyan? Yung lust of the eyes, number one. Okay, lust of the flesh is, ano ba yan? Yan yung mga desires lang natin. Tayo mga tao ngayon, masyado na tayong sensual. Everything has to feel good. We have to feel some things before we would do anything. Okay, masyado tayong driven by our sensuality. And yet,
you know, John is saying, everything that is against God is of the world. Lust of the eyes. Lust of the eyes is the things that we see. The things that, you know, God has given us so many good things. And yet, minsan, kung yung mga binibigay ni God, nagiging, hindi nagiging blessing, nagiging burden. And the pride of life. You know, this is what's so interesting about these three things. It is exactly the same thing that Eve fell into when she saw that fruit in the garden. Look at that, Genesis 3:6. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, lust of the flesh. I'm not saying it's not good to eat. It's good to eat. But if you find satisfaction in your sensuality and not in God, then something is wrong. If you find your security in your sensuality, then there's something's wrong. Pleasing to the eyes, lust of the eyes. And also desirable for gaining wisdom, pride of life. Because we think we can do it on our own. Victory is possible. Jesus said that he who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. He who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. And not only that, look at this promise. If you're not encouraged with that word, look at what John says in chapter 16. I have told you this thing so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. So is this really possible? Is victory possible? Yes, indeed. And these are, you know, a few things that we need to apply. How are we going to bring this home with us? Number one, in application, number one, we need to define not just who you are, but whose you are. Not just who you are, you're a child of God. But you also need to understand you belong to a father. And you need to obey his word. You don't belong to the world anymore and to the world system. Not only do you need to define who you are, but you also need to decide not just what to believe, but who you believe. Alam, marami pong nagsasabi, they believe in God. Pero sino ba yung God nila? Is this the Jesus that we talk about in the Bible? And lastly, to help us to continually walk in victory, we need to develop the habit of reading God's Word. We need to keep reading the Word of God every day. Because in order for us to know the truth, we need to know the Bible. Because the Bible will tell us what the truth is.